We bless you on the highest place.
Oh, you, Lord.
Oh, you.
You're the great high priest.
We bless you far above all else, and we come to
we thank you. We just thank you. We bless you. It's to you we bring our worship. To you we bring our praise. To you we bring all the adoration. Hallelujah. May your glory come down in this place. May your power move, touching each and every one in every situation. Let your glory come down. Break every yoke. Go down to the very root. Deal with the issues that have to do with our souls. Bring deliverance, dear Lord. Lord, let no stone be left unturned. This is our prayer and our desire. We just want to bask in your glory. Hallelujah. Let the power that is in the blood of Yeshua begin to move, begin to touch, begin to, hallelujah, purge, cleanse. Bring salvation. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I'll try and see if I can dovetail from the point where Orachijuke stopped, because part of my introduction has been dealt with. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Even though I will still mention them. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I will start by saying that we need to talk a little bit about the man who brings the offering. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And I think we have established the fact that every man that is born into this world is a priest. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Every man. Hallelujah. Is a priest. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. When once you are born into this world, you are a priest. You know what Bob Dylan, how many of you know one musician called Bob Dylan? He said you have got to serve somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So when once you are born, you are a priest. Now the problem is, what type of priest are you? Hallelujah. Because right from you already ministering to somebody.
On the highest place.
Everybody,
you are the great high priest.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. You must be serving something. You He is serving somebody. He's bringing an offering to whatever he's serving. So by my activity, by the things that I do, by the way I dress, by the way I speak, they all speak about certain level of offering that I'm bringing
every year
as a priest. Be left unturned.
Hallelujah.
Begin to move. So don't be confused.
Begin to
disturbed when you see some people dressing in a certain way. It is a priesthood. Do you understand? It's a reflection of what is inside of you. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So if you dress like a prostitute,
amen. Hallelujah.
You are bringing an offering as a prostitute. It's as simple as that.
I'll try and see.
If you talk vulgar and all the things that come out of your mouth is, you know, filthy things, you are bringing an offering. And we must begin to understand it from that level. And that is why you need conversion. Is it not so? The essence of conversion, so that you stop serving certain God and you start serving another. Hallelujah. That is why you are converted. Hallelujah. As simple, we will try and make it very simple and very practical. Hallelujah. So there is no time, there is a vacuum that I'm not serving. You are serving somebody. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, God had to call a certain man called Levi. And out of Levi came forth who? Aaron. Hallelujah. And God had to ordain them, you know, to bring offering. Amen. Just turn with me to Exodus chapter chapter 40. We'll read from 12 to 15. He says, Exodus 40. Just about the last chapter. Actually, the last chapter. And thou shalt bring Aaron, that is God speaking, and his sons unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and wash them with water. And thou shalt put upon Aaron the holy garments, and anoint them, and sanctify them, that he may minister unto me in the priest's office. And thou shalt bring his sons, and clothe them with coats. And thou shalt anoint them, as thou didst anoint their father, that they may minister unto me in the priest's office. For their anointing shall surely be an everlasting what? Priesthood throughout when? Their generation. It's very, very key. Their own priesthood have got time limit for their generation. Hallelujah. You know, God doesn't make mistakes. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, the Aaronic priesthood was for a specific time. God purposely did that and put it there. Hallelujah. Amen. So, they ministered and ministered. Another thing what God said was that you and your sons, do you know something? Priesthood is for sons. Sons are priests. Now, I know that when we hear sons, our mind always runs to gender. You understand? Talk about male and female. I think I tried to say it yesterday that, hallelujah, there are no gender issues when we start talking about the things of the Spirit. I'm talking about the things of the Spirit. And I emphasize in the Spirit. He said there is no what? Male nor female. Hallelujah. When we are walking in the what? Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Therefore, if God is giving you a revelation for the church, you say, well, I cannot talk because I'm a woman. It is not correct. If you are operating in the dimension of the Spirit, you have got to bring it. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, that is by the way. But the issue of priesthood belongs to sons. It's the sons that are priests. Hallelujah. So God was quite specific. He said, Aaron and his sons. Amen. So we run through the scripture. You just discover that those who are ordained after this order, they are ordained as sons. Because it is only a prefigure. It's only a foreshadow of what God has in mind. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Now, that priesthood must of necessity change. Hallelujah. Go with me to Hebrews 7. Hallelujah. Because our brother said something about the Melchizedek order of priesthood. Hallelujah. Hebrews 7. We'll read it for context reason, you know, so that we understand where we are coming from. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. He says, for this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all. A little bit here. There are certain church doctrines that is also preaching that the tenth, the tithe should be paid to a man. Haven't you guys heard that type of stuff? Hallelujah. Amen. That is absolutely wrong. Hallelujah. That belonged to the old order. Do you understand? That you pay it to a man. And that is why you can see them, they are living big. Really living big. Because they pay the offering directly to them. Hallelujah. That is not our business. It's just for you to know that is a wrong order. You only bring your offering, your tithe, I mean in practical terms, to where you feed. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Neither are you going to start dividing it. I'll give this one to brother this or give the... It is not in your hand to do that. You bring the offering, bring it to the house of God. Let the people that God has given responsibility unto know how to divide it. Neither are you going to bring it and you monitor who is given and who is not given. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. It is none of your business. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. The money I brought last week, I mean, in fact, you know, I brought an offering of 100,000. And brother, sister Rebecca has a need, and nobody is attending to it. It's none of your business. Hallelujah. Amen. Whoever told you that it's your money that is the only money that is in the force, it's not only your own. So keep quiet. Put it and remain quiet. And receive the blessing that comes with it. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not thinking that this meeting is just by accident. There are specific things God wants to deal with. in our hearts. Hallelujah. And I believe that the issue of tithe and where you should pay it is one of those. Hallelujah. And how it should be administered. Hallelujah. And I'm not going to bring my offering because Brother A brought his. Hallelujah. Or I knew what he brought, so I'm going to, you know, outwit him. Hallelujah. Or I pay much tithe than everybody here. That is not it. Hallelujah. That is where the church is missing it. In fact, I know of a church or a group down there in Lagos. Hallelujah. You know, when there is a need, they start doing those things that we do out there. You understand? Hallelujah. Now, we need 15 million. We start from 15 million. Those who can give this church 15 million. Hallelujah. Bring your check. Write it down on the check and bring it forward. How many persons? 3 persons. Okay. 10 million. That is not in the scripture. Hallelujah. The church does not operate by levy. Amen. Hallelujah. The church operates by free will offering. Amen. According to how much God has laid in your hands. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So, he paid. Abraham gave a tenth part. First, being by interpretation king of righteousness, and after that also king of Salem, which is king of peace. Without father, without mother, without descent. Hallelujah. Having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like unto the Son of God, abided a priest continually. In other words, this priesthood has no end. Hallelujah. It's unlike the priesthood of Aaron that was for a specific and it ended at a specific generation. But this priesthood is an everlasting priesthood. Hallelujah. Amen. So now consider how great this man was, unto whom even the patriarch Abraham gave the tenth of the spoils. And verily, they that are of the sons of Levi, who receive the office of the priesthood, have a commandment to take tithe of the people according to the law, that is, of their brethren, though they come out of the loins of Abraham. But he whose descent is not counted from them received tithe of Abraham, and blessed him that had the promises. And without all contradiction, the less is blessed of the better. And here, men that die receive tithes. Amen. But there he receiveth them of whom it is witnessed that he liveth. And as I may so say, Levi also who received tithes, paid tithes in Abraham. But he that yet in the loins of his father, when Melchizedek met him, if therefore perfection were by the Levitical priesthood, I want you to watch that. Hallelujah. If therefore perfection were by Levitical priesthood, for under it the people received what? The law. What further need was there that another priest should rise after the order of Melchizedek and not be called after the order of Aaron? What need was that? Hallelujah. Amen. Now see the reason. Very simple. In verse 12, he said, for the priesthood being what? Changed. The priesthood is changing. Or has changed. Hallelujah. New King James says that the priesthood has changed. Hallelujah. Amen. There is made of necessity what? A change. Hallelujah. Also of the law. Hallelujah. Do you know why it has to be that? God does not work by just words of mouth. He has to imprint it. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, lawyers, they know better. Hallelujah. What you are saying is not so important to them. Is what is in what? Black and white.
So when you go to police station to complain, what do they tell you? Write your statement.
Hallelujah.
You write it down. And you are judged by what you have written. Simple. It's not necessarily by what you said, you told the policeman when you are on your way to the police station. All that one, they will say, okay. In fact, they even warn you that whatever you say now. Huh?
Hallelujah.
Amen. God operates in the same way. You will not say, God said it. No. He put it into law. That priesthood which you are walking in. That was why our brother was saying something about the Old Testament and the New. That priesthood has changed. We are no longer operating under this priesthood called the Aaronic priesthood.
Hallelujah.
Amen. There is a new priesthood. Huh? And that priesthood has to do with the priesthood of your soul. Yes, when it was Aaron, it was operating and was saved on the physical. It was physical. But now it is a spiritual issue.
Hallelujah.
Amen. It says that. Sorry. He said, for he of whom these things are spoken pertaining to another tribe, of which no man gave attendance at the altar. Hallelujah. Amen. And you see, the truth of the matter is that because it was changed in heaven. In fact, as soon as the Aaronic one was made, there was another move. They say it was in the pipeline to establish another priesthood. And that this particular priesthood is not going to come according to Levitical order. Do you understand? But it's going to come entirely from a different tribe.
Hallelujah.
Nothing was said about him.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
So, we are walking according to this. That is where we are coming. And if we must operate to bring this offering that the Lord is talking about, that there are certain conditions, there are certain things that must be put right.
Hallelujah.
Amen. This soul cannot bring, because when we talk about bringing this offering, about this priesthood, we are talking about certain deformations that have taken place within the soul before it can qualify to bring an offering.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
So we are talking about the problem that the soul has. Why can't it bring forth a perfect offering? It says that, what is the scripture? That purging the sons of Levi, that they may bring what? Offering. Where? In what? In righteousness. There is something that must take place. There is a purging, there is a cleansing, there is a dealing that they must go through. Hallelujah. We can't be talking about the tabernacle without talking about the man who brings the offering. You know, there are certain levels of worship that you have here. Hallelujah. I put it worship. Hallelujah. There are many in the church today who are just running around the outer court. Hallelujah. In the name of offering. You understand? Hallelujah. Somebody said that they are workers. Amen. And that is the truth. They just end up in the outer court running around, being very busy, doing every manner of thing. Hallelujah. But there are those who are moving beyond that. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Huh? They move from being workers. They become warriors because they know that in that place there is battle. Is it not so? The holy place. The holy place, like we said yesterday, is a place of warfare. Is it not so? Hallelujah. So if you find them, some of them have even, they have gone haywire. Huh? Fall down and die. You know? But that is not what God is looking at. God is going beyond that and He's looking for worshippers. Them that will worship Him in spirit and in truth. He said that will know, that will know truth. After what? The inward man.
Hallelujah. That is where God is bringing his church. So don't just end up being a worker. Because, I mean, in a group like this, with all the assets we have, it's very, very easy for you to start running around. And you don't spend time in the presence of God. Sometimes I just wonder. You know, there are people they call holy police. Hallelujah. Church is going on. They are outside. Protecting your cars. Hallelujah. Amen. Huh? Hagra church. But am I here church? They come to church, but they know nothing. If you ask them what was preached in the church today, they didn't know. Hallelujah. They are workers. Hallelujah. I pray that you don't end up being a worker. Hallelujah. You know something? Martha was just busy all over the place. Walking and walking. But never spent time at the master's feet. And when she came, she's even the one who grumbles. People that are here, they grumble. They talk about it. Is it only me? Hallelujah. Huh? Brother James never comes out to help when we are doing so and so. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. But you know what Jesus told her? He said that Mary has chosen the better part. Hallelujah. That talks about being on the master's feet. Seeking him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we are saying that the priesthood has changed. And it is the priesthood of the soul. But this priesthood, hallelujah, hallelujah, this priest that must minister to God in spirit and in truth, there are certain deformities that must be dealt with. Hallelujah. You know, we talk, hallelujah. We oscillate between the spiritual and the physical right now. So we'll be talking about some of the things that have to do with us. Because if everyone is a priest, it does mean that you and I are bringing forth ministry, not just only to God, hallelujah, but amongst men. Is it not so? Hallelujah. Because he's appointed in the midst of men to minister. Hallelujah. So he has certain, you must admit that you have certain deformities, certain limitations that are there. If not dealt with, they are going to disqualify you. Not just from being a priest, but from being a son. Hallelujah. Some people say, well, you know, this anger is something in my family that I can do nothing about it. Who says so? If you keep on holding to that, your doctrine, you are going to be disqualified from being a priest in the house of God, from being a priest to God, and from being a son of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me take Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 4. He says that, seeing then that we have, verse 14, seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. Hallelujah. Amen. There is a profession. It's a lifestyle. It's something you live by. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Because, put it in another way. If you want to know who, because I think some theologians keep arguing about who this Melchizedek is. Melchizedek is none other than who? Than Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And the vision, why you and I are here, unless you are here for a different purpose, the vision is clearly to be like who? Jesus. Hallelujah. That is why you are here. That is why you come here, to hear what God is saying. So that you can hear and do, not just hear and live it. Hallelujah. So that your life will be patterned after him. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, Hallelujah. He said, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points what? Tempted, like as we are,
yet without sin. Priests are tempted. Sons must be tempted. Hallelujah. Is it not so? But what we are saying is that, hallelujah, will you fall into that temptation or not? If you are not fully equipped, you will fall to every temptation. Hallelujah. Because knowledge is power. Hallelujah. Amen. Is it not so? Amen. Hallelujah. Knowledge is power. You see this thing called your mind. That is the dwelling place of power. That is where light comes into your soul. That is the door to the soul. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. That is where your conscience is. You know, when Brother Chidiko was talking, I just remembered a few things. You know, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Being an expert in advertising, I know what we do. Hallelujah. Praise God. Do you know why they advertise? It's to get hold of your mind. That is why advertising is carried out. Hallelujah. Praise God. Your mind, that is the center that light comes. Knowledge comes. You are now aware of a certain product and what it does. Hallelujah. But much more than that, you see the conscience, I will explain what happens there. So that you understand what conscience and the role conscience plays in your heart or in your mind. Hallelujah. For example, Mr. A goes and he buys Omo. He buys Omo at 50 naira. And Mr. B goes and buys the same Omo. But this time he bought it for 40 naira. Hallelujah. Amen. And he tells B that, listen, I bought Omo. He said, how much did you buy that Omo? He said, I bought it for 40 naira. Oh, I bought mine for 50 naira. Hallelujah. He starts feeling that he has been what? Cheated. Is it not so? Hallelujah. That's your conscience working now. But you know something? I am going to reduce that feeling by telling myself, hallelujah, that my own Omo I bought is original. That is what is called dissonance reduction theory. That is, you are now trying to reduce the impact of your loss. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That is what happens with your conscience. Now, if your conscience is not alive, if it is dead, it will not respond. It will not see when it has done wrong. It will not see that it has made a wrong decision. Hallelujah. And it's very, very critical and dangerous, because that is where I'm going to tell myself, no. That sin, I did not commit it. It was because of this and that. You know, that was what Eve was struggling with. Do you understand? Because the thing has gone there. And Eve said, after all, it was the serpent that gave it to me. Do you understand? She was trying to reduce the impact right within her conscience. Hallelujah. Why are we talking about this now? Amen. Hallelujah. My conscience must come alive to respond to the things that God is saying. Because in them, I make a very vital decision. Whether to move on with God or not. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. The knowledge I acquire should bring about a change right within my conscience. Let it help my conscience to respond to God in a positive manner. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, he said, verse 16 said, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Hallelujah. In other words, brethren, when we come to this kind of place, our hearts should be open for God to begin to reach out to us and to deal with the issues that have to do with our lives. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let me read 1 Peter 2. And then we'll move into some issues. 2, 5 and 9. Hallelujah. Because this priesthood is meant to bring forth offerings, sacrifices. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, the Orthodox Church had reduced the offerings of God to issue of money. Do you understand? They call it offering. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. God is demanding the offering of our entire being. Not just your money. Hallelujah. Without your money, do you know that the work of God will still go on? Oh, certainly. Hallelujah. So don't place it as a priority. Hallelujah. Neither are you going to go win contract by offering some bribe and you say, I'm going to use the proceeds there to do what? To build the house of God. You're making a mistake. Hallelujah. You cannot be living in sin and bring that thing you call your offering to the house of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Neither, you know, there was a place I was. Hallelujah. And the woman was living, well, she didn't really live in sin. She was with her husband, but they had issues. Hallelujah. They had serious issues that caused a separation. But the man would still sneak in. In one of those occasions, he sneaked in, and by the time he knew it, the woman was pregnant. And this woman did not want that child at all. She went and aborted it. While aborting that, this, I mean, hallelujah, they were going to one group. But the wife, when they had that challenge, was coming around, you know, for fellowship. And she was so close to me. She told me the issues there. And hallelujah. So when this happened, she went and aborted. And in the process, she nearly died. I'm sure she made a vow that if she gets out of this situation, she's going to bring an offering. Do you understand? Hallelujah. Amen. Are you following me? Yeah. Hallelujah. So one day in the church, we saw a lectern as big as this one. When she brought it, I was not there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But thank God for a church that is alive. When they saw it, I said I was not there. There was great debate whether to accept that or not. Now they didn't know the thing that was behind it. But I knew. And I refused to tell anybody. Amen. I think just me and my wife, we knew. Hallelujah. The church rejected it. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And when I came back, I heard there was so much argument. Whether to accept or not to accept. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Eventually, they did not accept it. I said, brethren, you are in the spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. You cannot use corruption to build the house of God. Hallelujah. You cannot bring corrupt things into the... It will certainly defy. Hallelujah. Amen. That is why we need to deal with the issues of offenses. You know, offenses, bitterness, the Bible says that they spring up and many are what? Defiled. If you are having something against somebody and you are sitting down there, hallelujah, I want to encourage you. Never you attempt, hallelujah, to do anything in this church until you have dealt with those issues. Don't come and sing for us. Don't come and preach. Go and settle it. Maybe those of you that bring ministry still have one. Deal with it. If not, you are spreading cankerworm in the church. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Go with me to Leviticus 21. That is where we are going. Oh, 1 Peter, I haven't read it. 1 Peter 2, 5. It says, ye also as lively stones are what? Built up a spiritual what? House. Hallelujah. A holy priesthood to offer up what? Spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Verse 9. But ye are a chosen generation. A what? Royal priest. That is the priesthood God is talking about. Haallelujah. It is not the Aaronic priesthood. He's talking about a new priesthood that must be a pattern after the order of what? Melchizedek. Amen. He said, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should know, that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of what? Darkness, hallelujah, into where? Marvelous light. You know, this realm is the realm of light. Hallelujah. And you know that light has different degrees. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. When you come in here, the holy place, the light there, is what? Hallelujah. It's a lampstand. But when you go beyond, hallelujah, still darkness, but there is light there. And no man puts that light there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That light ignites. Hallelujah. You know when you go into a hotel these days, like where we are staying, when you go there and you slot in a card, what happens? The light comes on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 When the priest moves in into that place, something begins to happen that ignites light. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, it's Brother Chijoke then that can talk about that one. Amen. Hallelujah. But the truth of the matter is that, hallelujah, this priesthood is a royal priesthood. This priesthood, they are here this afternoon. And their purpose is to build what? Spiritual house. Every stone, hallelujah, the ministries begin to set them in their places. So that the house of God, which is the house of God? Is it this structure? No, sir. This is the house of God. This is the temple of God. Hallelujah. The ministries come to put things in their places. As ministries come, they begin to correct, remove, add. Hallelujah. So that I shall be built up, or I am built up unto what? A spiritual house. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Let's move in now to Leviticus chapter 21. Hallelujah. To qualify. Hallelujah. To bring ministry as a priest, there are certain things that must be done.
Amen.
Hallelujah. There are certain things that must deal with in practical terms. Hallelujah. My soul is in a terrible
state. It's like, well, I will just take the session and
there are things I do I should not
do. Amen.
There are things I say I should not
do. So it's like we are doing well.
Where are they coming from?
We are building this. Altar.
They are coming from the realm of my soul.
What was the altar upon which this
land was? Amen. So made. Which means my soul needs upon which beat of attention. If in the time past you have neglected it,
when you come,
hallelujah, I want to encourage you to take an inward look. That is the essence of this whole thing. If not, you are going to be disqualified as a son.
You understand? You are acknowledging your loyalty.
You are going to be disqualified to bring ministry to his people. Much more, you are going to be disqualified from bringing ministry to God. In the old order, you know what God did? I think he began the implementation process in the Old Testament. Do you understand? He said, listen, this Levitical priesthood, they went into what? Captivity. I have a different priesthood that will do it. You know, he brought in the priest called what? Sons of Zadok. He says that this, hallelujah, they are brought in now to minister to me. Hallelujah. So God, hallelujah, not that he's in search anymore of any, it is certain where he is going. Hallelujah. He must have a people who are without blemish, who are without spot. Let me tell you something, brethren. God is looking for people that are perfect. If you don't believe that you can achieve perfection, even while in this life, then you are mistaken. Because that is the purpose of the ministry. Are you with me? Amen. Hallelujah. Perfection is your is your portion. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God has proposed that you be perfect. Because right from the beginning when he made man, man was perfect. Oh, everything about man was perfect. Hallelujah. Perfect. God could only relate to him in that realm. Hallelujah. That was why he had to come down at the cool of the day to have fellowship with man. Because man was full of light. Because he is in the light. He says that if you are in the light and you walk in the light, then what? We have fellowship with the Father. God could only relate with light. He doesn't have any relationship with darkness. So my darkness, spots of darkness in my soul must be dealt with. And It is no one else that will do it for me. I must decide it. Hallelujah. I cannot be given excuses.
Hallelujah.
For the things that I do.
From them all.
Hallelujah.
So this
one false doctrine we dealt with in Lagos sometime. You know, men were saying, oh, no. That is not me that sinned. Who sinned? They say it's the devil. Hallelujah. I said, who sinned? They say it's the devil that made me. Oh, he made you sin. It's the serpent. Hallelujah. Because they were borrowing from what Eve said. Hallelujah. You are the one that sinned. Give no excuse. Don't pass the ball. You are the one. Hallelujah. Amen. That's why David. You know, David was a very good priest. Hallelujah. And he stood on the interface of what we are doing now and what obtained during the time of the Levitical priesthood. You understand? Hallelujah. Amen. He came and they told him, Nathan the prophet came to him when he went and he messed up. Hallelujah. With who was that? Uriah's wife, Bathsheba. Hallelujah. And when he did that, hallelujah, he thought nobody was seeing him. Just the way we think and feel these days. You go do every manner of thing. And he said, nobody is seeing you. God is seeing you. And I'm believing God that the church will come to the point where the prophetic ministries begin to stand. And by the time they begin to speak, they begin to pinpoint what you did in your bedroom. Hallelujah. So that there will be no messing around anymore. And when I'm conscious of that my sins will be found out. What I will slow down on the things that I do. Amen. So David thought nobody saw him. Hallelujah. Huh? He did not just commit adultery. He committed murder. He did every... You know, one sin leads to another. Do you understand? Amen. Hallelujah. Huh? He keep on building up. But God is in the process of cleansing his house. Not just this assembly. He is in the process of cleansing you. Hallelujah. Purging me, cleansing me, dealing with the issues that have to do with my soul. So when the prophet came, the prophet now started painting a picture. And when he told him, he said, oh, that the man who did this thing ought to what? Die. He said, you are the man. It's you. So God is not talking about brother John or talking about brother Peter. He's talking about you. Don't push it aside and say, well, it's the brother. You have your own too. Hallelujah. God wants to deal with all the issues in this house. So that there will be healing and there will be deliverance. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We pray that God will deal with these issues, brethren. He is waiting. And that is why, you know, we said it yesterday. I think Brother Chiyuke mentioned it. God is not interested in church. There is no other way he can say it. Hallelujah. Amen. It's good to gather. But you better know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. That the focus is me. The focus is my soul. Why? Because he is looking for sons. Hallelujah. Praise God. So let us read from Leviticus 21. Hallelujah. There are certain deformities that will disqualify you and I to be priests. That will also disqualify us. Whatever disqualifies you as priest disqualifies you as a son. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Look at Leviticus 21, verse 17. It says, speak unto Aaron, saying, whosoever he be of the seed in their generations that has any blemish, let him not approach to offer the bread of his God. Hallelujah. If he has any blemish, hallelujah. Praise God. If he has any blemish, anything that will cause blame, or that caused blame, that made men to blame him, or that will cause God to blame him, or that will cause Satan to blame him. Hallelujah. I don't know whether you understand. Hallelujah. It's a blemish. Hallelujah. Anything that anybody says, oh, you are the one that did this, it means that you did something that wasn't well acceptable. Do you understand? Hallelujah. And God says that is blemish. Hallelujah. So if you have any blemish, hallelujah,
You know something? Strive is a blemish. Hallelujah. If I come here and I have strive in my... It says that a servant of God must not what? Strive. And I tell you, oftentimes ministries fall into that because there are a lot of strive in our hearts. Oh, brother E, I minister better than him. Hallelujah. Who is he to come and tell me what to do? Do you understand? Oh, sister, this did this. What? And you just... When people begin to say that, you need to withdraw a little bit and begin to check what is going on. Praise God. He said, if anyone that has blemish, let him not approach. Don't approach. Don't come. If you like, let the bread be very fresh from the oven. Don't bring it. I don't know whether you understand. You know, some people say that, no, I have this burden burning. But you have blemish. Don't come. Hold that thing that is burning inside of you. Hallelujah. Because when, you know, the scripture says that we are what? One bread. Have you met that scripture before? You are just looking at me. You haven't read it before. No. In the New Testament, it says that we are one bread. Can we find that scripture? 1 Corinthians 11. We are one, and that we eat one of another. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 11. Yeah, I think it's 17. Is it 17? 10. Okay, 10, 17. Yes. Okay. It says, for we being many are what? Say it out loud. For we being many are what? And one what? Body. For we are all what? Partakers of one bread. We are eaters of one bread. Now just imagine that the bread the man is bringing. Hallelujah. Even though he may be bringing it, he says that he's sincere about it. But the bread has been polluted. So when he brings it and we eat of it, every one of us, whatever is in that bread, we are going to partake. Do you understand? And that is how bitterness and offenses and fornication spreads in the church. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There was one preacher I hear. I know you all know him. He says that there is nothing wrong with masturbation. Hallelujah. So what do you think the young men will be doing in that group? They will all be committing this secret sin. Hallelujah. Because of the bread he has dished out. Hallelujah. So brethren, if you know God has called you to a place of ministry, you must settle it. Hallelujah. Settle it in your heart. Settle those bitterness. Settle those issues. Hallelujah. Huh? Amen. Some of us even believe that there is nothing wrong in drinking wine. Do you understand? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hope I'm not touching your sensitive parts today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And in your secret, you drink it. Hallelujah. Especially the day you want to come and minister so that you'll be bold. You understand? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You take a few shots. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. And you are spreading drunkenness. Hallelujah. So you see, brethren, they are taken unknowingly over by a certain spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. Do you know why husbands and wives, when they have issues, they have to go into the bedroom and shut the door and discuss it? Do you know why? So that their children will not see. You know why? Hallelujah. So that they will not contaminate their children with the same spirit they have. Spirits move. Hallelujah. Amen. I was ministering to a sister just outside and with another brother. And I laid hand on the sister and I rebuked the spirit. The spirit jumped up to this brother. And by the time he was going down, I had to do another rescue mission. You understand? Spirits move. They can jump on you. You go to a place where they are quarreling. You want to be Voltron. defender of the universe. And you want, by the time you know it, the same anger will jump into you. So you have to be very, very careful. We are talking about transference of spirit. It's a reality. Amen. That is why the ministers of God must be very, very careful. Now, when we talk about ministers, I'm not talking about just the man who stays here to minister. We're talking about even when you play this keyboard, even when you sweep this floor, when you clean these chairs. Hallelujah. Be careful with what spirit you are doing that.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's move on. The scripture says that because we are one bread, we eat of one another. Verse 18 says, for whatsoever, that's Leviticus 21. For whatsoever man he be that had a blemish, he shall not approach. He said, don't come. A blind man. Hallelujah. Let's see. We are going to deal with the maladies one after the other. Hallelujah. One of the blemishes is that the man is what? Blind. If you are blind, don't come and minister. Hallelujah. The first principle is that a blind man leading a blind man, what happens? They fall into a ditch. Hallelujah. But much more than that. Hallelujah. You know something? We try to pamper things. Hallelujah. If you don't have the vision, you cannot bring ministry. I don't think you understand. Because he said, without a vision, the people perish. If you are blind, spiritually blind, you don't understand what God is saying. Your eyes of understanding has not been enlightened. There is no light in it. You don't have the right to minister to us. Hallelujah. Let's extend it a little bit. What vision is the man imparting to us? What apostolic vision is he bringing? Hallelujah. There is only one apostolic vision. Only one. Every other one is by the wayside. One apostolic vision. And I think that we tried to explain it yesterday. That is, the man enters here from the outer court. Straight court. His eyes, his focus is that he might come to the place of the overshadowing. Not just the overshadowing, that he might be one. Hallelujah. This is a place of becoming one with him. This is the place of being like Jesus. His whole vision, his entire being, every other thing is a distraction. The man works to come to this place. Hallelujah. But if you come here and you start telling us how we can make millions, hallelujah, and build skyscraper, then you are not partaking of that vision. You are not telling me anything that will help me achieve my own objective. If you are not telling me that, forget it. Like Brother Chiyoke was saying, listen, some of us have paid great price to come to where we are now. Hallelujah. It is too late. It is damn too late for me to turn back. I don't know what your decision is. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Some of us come to church because you want to hear things, some type of mechanics that will help you. Hallelujah. Build house or finish your house that you have started. Hallelujah. Do you understand? Hallelujah. Some of us are only that, listen, if this church is not talking about healing, oh, forget it. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Those are things you hear men talk about. I tell you, he said that the scripture that says something about, I think it's Matthew 11:20 or 11:30, says something about seek ye first the kingdom of Matthew, right? Matthew 6. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and eat what? Righteousness. And all these things will be what? Added. It's very simple. Seek ye first. This is the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, right now I have the kingdom of God. But I can tell you it has not grown and developed where I become a walking, talking kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is what God wants to achieve. Hallelujah. And when we come there, I can tell you something
nothing shall be impossible unto us. Hallelujah. That healing that you want, it will just be like pure water here. Hallelujah. That money you are looking for, if that is the issue, because by then men are working absolutely under the will of God. Hallelujah. If God says move, they move. He says sit down, they sit down. If money is the issue, money will come. Do you understand? Huh? The disciples felt that paying their taxes was an issue. He said, okay, if that's an issue, fine, go. Just go by, just throw your net. You will catch some fish. What? Open it, you will see money. Go and pay your tax. Hallelujah. That is the realm God wants. And anything that is short of that, if you are not telling me that, then I discover that I'm in a wrong place. If you are not telling me how I can be like Jesus, if you are not showing me that vision, then there is a problem. If every day you come, you tell me how we can contribute money to do this, to do that, you are not telling me what will help me build up this man, then there is a problem. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So he said, the blind. Hallelujah. We must have clear-cut apostolic vision. Hallelujah. Of where we are going. Proverbs 29. Hallelujah. Proverbs 29. Just write it down. Then you also write down 2 Peter 1:12. Hallelujah. 29:18 says, where there is no vision, what? The people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Quickly, 2 Peter. Just want to give scriptural basis for what we have shared so that we can move on. 2 Peter. Second Peter chapter 1 verse 12. 1:12 says, wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them and be established in the present truth. Hallelujah. The vision must continually be called up. We must remind ourselves of this vision. We must tell ourselves where we are going. Amen. Hallelujah. The leaders in the church must remind themselves and one another where they are going. Not when you come and talk here. Hallelujah. 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 You say, this man is saying A, you are saying B. Hallelujah. For example, somebody, maybe one of the elders come and say that Sunday is Sabbath. And that we must keep it what? Holy. And that day don't do any civil work. Hallelujah. That does not, it's not pointing us in the direction, is it not so? Hallelujah. Meanwhile, Brother A believes that every day is what? Sabbath. Don't you think that there will be confusion in this house? In other words, somebody is not seeing the same thing with the other person. And when there is breaking of ranks, there is problem. When there are doctrinal differences, the house begins to scatter. But God is working so that we all might believe what? The same thing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The last one God is Matthew 11, but we'll read it. The next
and them that worship
issue
God
there concerning the priest is that any priest that
if
is God, lame,
if the only house, the only dwelling place fit for God.
Amen.
Is the soul.
Hallelujah.
Someone
he said,
says,
he shall not approach a blind man place or a lame. Do you know what lameness speaks about? Hallelujah. Speaks about an injured walk. Not just an injured walk. It also means inability to walk. Is it not so? Inability to walk. Hallelujah. The man can come here and preach from now till tomorrow, but he is not walking in it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you know something? It is always obvious to know
when someone is not walking in what he's preaching.
Hallelujah.
He becomes like the Pharisees. Is it not so? They say, do what I say, not as I do. Hallelujah. We are past that level. He said, the word of God, we must be of them who hear and what? Obey.
Hallelujah.
He said, the man who hears alone, is deceiving himself.
Hallelujah.
But the man who hears and does what he is preaching, he himself will be what? Will be blessed. Praise the Lord. So lameness is a malady that we must deal with. We must be healed of lameness.
Hallelujah.
And let me assure you, brethren, we can be healed of lameness. You know, the greater percentage of the people in the end time don't walk by the things they say. And the reflection, like our brother said, is found in our children. Because when we get there, we get soft. Not only that, even in the lives of our wives.
Hallelujah.
That's why you can say, that's why we're wearing trousers. And be, you know, like, I just can't understand that. It's a reflection of the lameness of the man.
Hallelujah.
It is expressed in his family. It is expressed in his decisions. It is expressed in the things that you find him doing. Inconsistencies.
Hallelujah.
But glory be to God, we can be healed. Hebrews 12 says it very clearly.
Hallelujah.
Just read Hebrews 12:13.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Lameness can be healed.
Hallelujah.
And you can start from today. That from today, Lord, I want to walk in the things that you are saying to me. Not saying to us. Because there are different levels of hearing. Is it not so?
Hallelujah.
Even as I'm speaking the illustrations, people are receiving it in different ways.
Hallelujah.
In different dimensions. That is what happens with knowledge. The state of the mind.
Hallelujah.
But whatever beat you have heard today, and you feel that God is putting his finger on that, go home and start doing it. That is healing. And you see deliverance. And you see the blessings that will come.
Hallelujah.
You know, some people, we waste a lot of time asking God for blessing.
Hallelujah.
If we can only do his word, he will bless us.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And I'm speaking about even our material needs.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Many of us, our faith relies on our salary from government.
Hallelujah.
But I can tell you that the sons of God are walking beyond salary, walking beyond the resources of this world. Their economy is of God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. As I'm talking to you, I have my own witness. You know, when my wife tells me, I say, where will the money come from?
Hallelujah.
Don't you ask that question.
Hallelujah.
We don't have money for that.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. But I can tell you that God can supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. What is requiring of you and I is to arise and begin to walk in his word. Do the things he's telling us to do. And it is very natural for the father when a son is walking in obedience, doing what his father wants him to do. It is very easy.
Hallelujah.
When he comes and asks for anything, his father will freely do what? Give it to him.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. The next one is that the man that has a flat nose. He said, he that had flat nose.
Hallelujah.
He should not approach the minister.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Flat nose. Not like the Chinese nose. You understand? Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. But don't want to mean Yorcha, even though the Chinese people haven't Yorcha, but they don't have pointed nose.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. You know, the issue is the issue of spiritual discernment. He cannot smell.
Hallelujah. He cannot perceive what is going on. His understanding, hallelujah, is just limited on the physical things that he sees. Hallelujah. Therefore, when he comes in the house of God, when he comes to bring ministry, he truncates the flow. Hallelujah. He can't perceive, he can't have a direction because he's an elder. For that, he must preach. It is not so. Hallelujah. You must understand, you must perceive what God is saying. Hallelujah. And you come, you see that there is a different flow from the burden you have. You better sit down. Hallelujah. Wait for your turn. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Because ministry must be coming in degrees. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. From one dimension, God brings. Hallelujah. Just wait. Just be patient. The time comes when you can key in. If not, if you jump in, you spoil what God is doing. And brethren, I use that as an illustration. Even in your home. Hallelujah. Amen. You just come in. Hallelujah. You greet your wife. Darling, what is going on? I don't know. What is here? I don't know. Are you so spiritually insensitive that you don't know that something is wrong? Can't you perceive something? Can't you know that there is something that is hurting somebody somewhere? Hallelujah. Amen. The next moment, because you are the head, you are the husband, darling, come now. She won't listen to you because you have been so insensitive to her. Praise God. The same thing happens anywhere, even in your office. Our brother puts it this way, say our antennas must be high all the time. We must get the signal. We must sense it. We must feel it. We must also know when there is an attack coming on in the house. Not only the prophet. Who says that you don't have a prophetic ministry? Hallelujah. We must be sensitive. Hallelujah. So if you have flat nose, don't come here and come and disturb us. Sit down. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, I have also come to know that the sense of smell affects the sense of taste. Is it not so? Hallelujah. Amen. They are all linked together. Hallelujah. And they all work. It is all the activities that go on in the soul. I don't know whether you know that. Hallelujah. You know, the smell. Hallelujah. If we come here now, we smell something bad. I'm telling you, try the best you can. Hallelujah. What we are going to bring is not going to taste well in our mouth. Hallelujah. Until we deal with the issues. Praise God. Hallelujah. Still with the illustration of the husband and wife. You sense something and you don't want to deal with it. Hallelujah. Amen. Even when she brings the food. Hallelujah. If you are insensitive, you eat and enjoy. But the man who is sensitive will notice. He said, no, darling, just hold on. Let's get into the room and let's discuss this. What is going on? Hallelujah. Amen. So we must learn to deal with the issues. If not, what we eat is going to affect us. Our taste will be affected. Praise God. Isaiah 50:20. I'll just take that scripture. Hallelujah. Isaiah 5:20. No, 5:20. 5:20. It says, woe unto them that call evil good, and good evil, that put darkness for light, and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet, and sweet for bitter. Hallelujah. You understand that? The man can't perceive anything. Bro, can't you feel what it is? So I'm not feeling it. Everything is okay. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. There are issues, burning issues in the house. You say, no, I mean, we are all right. There's nothing, no problem at all. The brethren are together, we are working together. It's a lie. The man is not perceiving nothing. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. God must deal with the flat nose, both in ministry and in my life. The inability for me to perceive what God is saying. Very, very critical. Hallelujah. I can assure you also there are those who are here today. You don't even understand what God is saying. Hallelujah. That there is a shift. There is a change that is coming. Hallelujah. Not just globally. There is a change that is coming in the church. I don't know whether you can perceive it. Hallelujah. What is happening now in Catholic Church tells me that there is a change that is coming. Huh? Hallelujah. Forget those who went to Rome and they went and kissed the ring of Pope. I'm sorry. Pentecostalism is in trouble. Hallelujah. And I believe also God is preparing the sons of God. Hallelujah. To move in and to bring deliverance. Amen. So you must position yourself. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I move on again. He says, anything superfluous. Anything. Monstrosity. Hallelujah. Any bad distortion or disfigurement. Hallelujah. Amen. Bad balance. You know, some of us, we are good in, you know, trying to balance things. But there is a time when you balance and you balance it very well, very badly. Hallelujah. Amen. You understand what I'm saying? Somebody brings a word here. And then you begin to balance it. When you balance it, you tilt it away, parry it to one side. The side that favors you. Hallelujah. Amen. Even in your own heart, a word comes and God says, this issue of lies that you tell all the time. You say, no. Hallelujah. You begin to walk in dissonance reduction. It resumes impact. No, it's not me. Hallelujah. Amen. God will not tolerate that. When you have that attitude, no, sir. You say you cannot minister. When you come and you begin to major in minor. Hallelujah. You major in minor. God is not interested in that. Hallelujah. You know, some of us we are so hypersensitive. And because we are we react so quickly, just like me. I try to read meaning in everything that somebody says. Hallelujah. And by the time you know it, I'm beginning to have my own interpretation. And my interpretation will begin to build up an offense. Hallelujah. Not only that, what brother so said. Somebody told him about me. For that, therefore, when we get out here, I will refuse to greet him. Meanwhile, nobody told him. God may have been operating by his spirit. He began to major on things. It is something super. And because of that, our souls, our hearts are not delivered from evil. Hallelujah. And he says that man that have this attitude, he should not. But God wants that the word, that we're rightly dividing the word of truth. Every word that comes, you must place it before God and begin to examine it. And I think that is what really helps us when we take down notes. So that when we get back home, we begin to look at it. Say, God, where am I falling short? What am I doing that is wrong? Hallelujah. What am I doing in ministry that is not according to your purpose? Father, deliver me. Amen. Hallelujah. He said also broken footed. Hallelujah. Verse 19. Or a man that is broken footed. If you are broken footed, he said you cannot. And that speaks about unreliability. You are not reliable. Untrustworthy. Hallelujah. Amen. Your morning, when you greet people good morning, they have to look at their watch. Whether you are really, hallelujah. You make a lot of promises, you never keep one. We are not reliable. A man who is, you know, he's not consistent. Hallelujah. Can anybody travel here and they say, brother, I want to leave 100,000 naira. When I travel, please help me. Buy chippings, buy cement and go and drop in the site. And you will not take penny out of it. Hallelujah. Can they send you to go to a park there and give you money? Hallelujah. And you will not try to dissonance your heart and say, well, I use this for transport. Meanwhile, you trek half of the way. Hallelujah. Can you be relied upon? Can people, they call you anytime, they rely on you. If not, you are broken footed. You are not walking straight. Magomago. You know, that is the tendency of not just Nigerians. And I think that the carnal nature. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Not only that, you know the evil man has that tendency. Hallelujah. You made a quotation. You say you are going to use 80 grams paper to print something. But lo and behold, you went and looked for 70. Because the 70 feels the same texture as 80. Hallelujah. And you do it and the man didn't even know. Hallelujah. But I tell you something. People like this, it's very, very easy to catch them. And I pray that you are not visited on a very bad day. One man printed something like that in Lagos. He thought he was printing it for Cadbury. When he brought, they put it on the weighing machine. And the thing read, it was 80 grams. Yeah, it was less than 135 grams. He used 115. And that was a great loss for that company. Hallelujah. We talk about integrity. Very easy, we talk about government. But you, in the house of God, we don't do the same. Hallelujah. You have told us now. You told us in the government house, you know, every commissioner now is born again. But we know what they do. And I just get disheartened because the same tradition is coming or is in the church. We do just the same thing. Hallelujah. That amounts to kettle calling a pot black. We pray that God will deliver the church. Amen. It begins with me. Proverbs 25. I'm just taking one of the scriptures so that we can just move away from this. Hallelujah. Proverbs 25:19. Confidence in an unfaithful man in time of trouble is like a broken foot. And a foot, what? Out of what? Joint. Hallelujah. If you go and put your confidence, hallelujah, in an unfaithful man, hallelujah, forget it, in a day of trouble, it's going to fail you. Hallelujah. And God is calling us, each and every one of us, to begin to rise. Let us have some bit of integrity. Hallelujah. Both in the church, in the things we do at home. When we begin to walk in that, brethren, I believe some section of our souls are receiving healing. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Another one, he speaks about unbroken, broken-handed. Hallelujah. Unable to grasp and retain God's word. The man cannot handle the holy things of God. Hallelujah. You know, there are many people, hallelujah, they just want to be seen. They want to be, that they cannot handle the holy things of God. They cannot handle the word of God. They cannot retain the word that they hear. Hallelujah. Huh? They become like when the sower is sowing the seed. And the thing begins to fall on grounds that are unable to be productive. That is the problem of the church. Hallelujah. If my soul cannot retain the word. If my soul begins to tribalize the word. Then I have a problem. I need to be healed. Hallelujah. I begin to water it down, begin to play down on it. It means that I am broken-handed. Hallelujah. If you go, you read Hebrews 2:1 and Titus 1:9. The next, it speaks about the crooked part, or crooked back, or hunchbacked. It says it's a flaw. Is a flaw in the backbone. Is it not so? Hallelujah. It's a flaw. A major flaw. Hallelujah. And I know that it also affects growth. Hallelujah. It also affects height. The man is unable to grow in his full stature. Is it not so? Hallelujah. Huh? Amen. It's a lack in moral uprightness. Hallelujah. Somebody says that it is a welfare mentality. Every time, hand out. He cannot stand on his own. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, there are many, 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 many ministries and many people, they depend on handouts. They are not able to grow, give themselves to growth, to seeking the Lord. Hallelujah. They have stunted growth. It also speaks about one who is unable to handle pressure. But you see, A soldier of the Lord must be able to withstand pressure. Is it not so? Amen. Hallelujah. When you're crude back, you cannot stand pressure. You cannot carry burden. Hallelujah. Hunchbacked. He can't. If not, what is remaining there will break. Hallelujah. You know, there are people that don't, in the house of God, they don't carry burdens. All they care is for themselves. All they worry is about themselves. The welfare mentality. They care just for themselves, but they cannot carry one another's burden. They are not able to pray for others. The man will say, after all, have I solved my own problem? I'm coming to solve another one. So they are self-centered, selfish. And I pray that God will deliver us. These are dimensions of the deformities that go on within our soul. And God wants to deliver us. In practical terms, God wants to do that. Hallelujah. He talks about that he's dwarf. He's a one who never grows up or comes to spiritual maturity or sonship. This one, the man who is dwarf, he never grows up. And most of the time, he's so content that he said that is the way my nature is. Because it is in my family. Hallelujah. He said, you need to grow up. He's unable to do that. He doesn't even know what to do. So year in, year out, he's there. He's in the house. He's sitting down there. Go, you will not go. Grow, you will not grow. And most of the time, I've discovered that they are the people that hinder others from going. Hallelujah. Get out of the way, you will not get out of the way. Hallelujah. Follow, you will not follow. Lead, you will not lead. Ever learning and never coming to the knowledge of the truth. I have seen them, even in our own fellowship. They are there. As we are talking now, they are putting down notes. But go home, they will never read it. And if you go and read what they wrote down, Jesus Christ, logic, philosophy, they interpret the word upside down. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody says that is the infantile mentality. He's not able, he's always like a child. He's not growing. If you have a child who is not growing, hallelujah, say 7 years, 8 years, he's still the same height, he's still crawling. Don't you know that child, something is wrong? Hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. Pray that God would deliver us from this condition. Amen. Talks about the one that has blemish in the eye. That is verse 20. Blemish in the eye. Hypocrisy, a critical, judgmental attitude. Cynical. Hallelujah. As we are talking now, they are laughing because they know the story. Husband is there preaching in the pulpit. It's an Anglican church. Hallelujah. As the man was preaching, his wife was down there saying, Hallelujah. Cynical. Hallelujah. You come and tell us, you yourself, I know you. Do you do it? Hallelujah. The man has a problem with his sight. Not only that, listen, in this case, the man can even be an elder. Do you understand? Maybe he has a partial understanding of this thing. But you see, he's not seeing clearly. And that is a dilemma of the end time church. There is an impairment on the vision. Right now, as we are speaking, there is an impairment. Many end time people are moving down the road to Pentecostals. They practice, behave, have ordained pastors, they are even aspiring to have bishops. But they still say they are what? End time church. It does mean that the man, hallelujah, has an impaired vision. Hallelujah. When one of them who maybe have been struggling to get them on the right path, maybe God says, we are relocate to America. Oh God. Hallelujah. They take over. Hallelujah. They take over the church. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We must deal with that. Our vision must be one. We must know where we are going. It is a must. You and I must know where we are going. If you don't know it, sorry. Hallelujah. There will be problem. What you are seeing may not be what I'm seeing. And where that exists, there is always what? Huh? Conflict. Conflict of vision. Hallelujah. Scurvy. Scurvy means malnutrition. Bad diet. Feeding on things of the world. Some of us, you know, our source of inspiration is from the world, not from the word of God. Hollywood and Nollywood. Hallelujah. Like we were saying about Beyonce. Hallelujah. The Banj. Hallelujah. Amen. That's our source. Motivational books. We read that more than we read the word of God. You understand? You are bound to have malnutrition. Hallelujah. And it reflects. This one thing that, you know, knowledge doesn't hide. Hallelujah. If for example, a man that is a graduate, and say he wants to conceal that he's not a graduate, there is no how you can hide it. By the time you open your mouth to talk, somebody will know that this man went to school. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Even when you have money, is it not so? Even men, they would like to conceal. They don't want to show anybody. But we know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know by the quality of sandals he's wearing that it wasn't 1,000 naira. So it shows. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. When we are feeding from a wrong source, it shows, it manifests. What you feed on, hallelujah, determines where you are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It determines how much growth you are going to have. If you are feeding on shaft, sorry, you are not going to grow. And it will show by the way you dress, by the way you talk, by the choices you make. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So malnutrition, scurvy, loving the world, the things of the world, feeding on the things of the world. Like I was saying yesterday, I had a friend, he said, listen man, I want to ride a good car. He goes to a Pentecostal church. But he said, I want a good car. I don't suffer too much. Hallelujah. So if God just opens door now, I just want him to bless me. Let him remember me. When once he remembers, oh my brother, I will enjoy myself. That is a certain level of Christianity. Praise the Lord. Scurvy. Touchy, oversensitive, easily offended. There are many of us that are like that. Easily hurt, overreacting. Hallelujah. Very apt to carry resentment and harbor offense. Easily robbed on the wrong side every time. Hallelujah. That is just the man is carved. You understand? Every time. You are never at peace with yourself. Whatever anybody says, you read meaning. You react. They are talking about me. Who says they are always talking? Who are you? Why are you so important? In this church, let me tell you something. Nobody is more important than the other. Nobody. Whether you are, in fact, the elders, I even pity you because you are going to be foot match. They are going to match you on the head. And when they match you on the head, you don't react. Then I know you are overcoming. When you are accused falsely and you don't react, then you are having victory over your soul. Hallelujah. But when once you react, hallelujah, it means that there is a lot of work to be done. Go back and check it. We are given the indices of the things that will help you monitor the activities that go on your soul. The deformities, the limitations that my soul have. Hallelujah. Because if we don't talk about it and we go away from here, maybe your mind will stay and it will have better. No, we need to come down to the brass tacks of the things we do. Because the manifest. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't talk about broken unfruitfulness. The man let no stone. Hallelujah. What verse is that
I'll
now?
I'll try and see.
He said, no man that has a blemish
from the point where.
Sorry, unbroken
part of my introduction
broken speaks about unfruitfulness.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because that is
even though I will still mention
that is the center of reproduction.
Amen.
Amen. And this one is sometimes very, very deceptive.
Because when the man, you can see him, you will grow in stature. Hallelujah.
About
sorry.
The man who brings the offering.
Grow materially.
Hallelujah.
He can have.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. What the world can afford. But when it comes to spiritual things, the man is unproductive. He's unfruitful.
And I think we have established the
Hallelujah.
Fact that.
Amen.
Every man.
So we are not measuring any
that
man.
That is born into this world. Is a priest.
Is it not so? So he said that.
Hallelujah.
By the abundance of water, a man what? Has. That is not the measure. Amen. It is by the quality of life. By the is your life provoking me? Challenging me to draw nearer to be like Jesus? Is it? Hallelujah. Or anytime I come around you, all you tell me is, listen, oh boy, there is one contract. I'm chasing one. Man, it's going to be big. It's going to be big. When I hit this one, when I hammer, that is it. Is that what I am hearing from you every time we come? Or when I come, we talk about politics. We talk about football. How are you provoking me? What fruit are you bringing? When I see you do things, am I challenged? Are you bearing fruit? Hallelujah. Can I see something in your life that I want to emulate? You know what Paul said? He said, follow me as I do what? Follow Christ. Can I follow you? Hallelujah. I'm not saying it because you can see. Most of the time, we are talking about the things of God. How we can move. How we can do the will of God. Hallelujah. Other things may be there, but they are secondary. Our heart is how can we do the will of God? Why? Because over the years, we have learned to challenge ourselves. It started right from campus. That we come to this point. I came to this church in 1987, still a student, if you don't know, in this old world, in Grace Tabernacle. I came with my guitar. Some of the songs you are singing today, I taught you. Hallelujah. As a young man. So when he's talking about the youth, don't think that nobody had done that. We were young people, wearing pants. In the room, we will pray until the morning. Hallelujah. On his wedding day, I fasted. I was fasting for 9 days without water, without food. I still carried it to go and sing. When I came back the following morning, hallelujah, I woke up and I started seeing stars. My knees were knocking together. And I know that it is time to eat. Hallelujah. But today, how many of our youth can fast for 3 days? How can we challenge? I'm talking about youth now. How about the elders? Hallelujah. Sometimes they will come, they declare a fast. Meanwhile, in their own, they say, now bring the food into the bedroom. Hallelujah. We must be fruitful. Hallelujah. We must provoke one another unto love and to what? Good works. And that is what God is demanding from us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I will end by just reading John 15. 1 to 11. He said, I am the true vine. And my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that bringeth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth much fruit. You may say, well, all that have been said this weekend, wonderful. In fact, you give yourself a pass mark. But I can tell you, that is the beginning of your trouble. And I prophesy to this church, if you can only take in the things that God is saying since weekend, then that is the beginning of your trouble. Because God is going to come to prune you. Hallelujah. And his intention to prune you is not to destroy you, but that you might do what? Bring forth much fruit. So there is a pruning that is going to come. And in that pruning, there is going to be much shaking. Hallelujah. Amen. There is a shaking that is coming. Hallelujah. I'm so glad I'm saying this now. Hallelujah. There is a shaking that is coming to you. Hallelujah. And when it comes, it's going to determine where you are standing. Whether you truly believe in these things that God is saying. Or whether you want to drift back. But the scripture says that we are not of them that draw back unto perdition. But we are of them that believe what? Unto the same. This is the third time this scripture has come up in this place.
So the challenge is up to you and I. Hallelujah. He said, now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. No more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch. Hallelujah. I don't know whether you understand that English. You are still a branch, but you are cast forth. You are just doing your own thing. Hallelujah. Amen. And he's not receiving life and inspiration from the vine. He's still a branch. Can't you see there are many branches today? Many denominations today, is it not so? But are they receiving life from the vine? That is the question. They are cast forth. And it is only a matter of time they start withering. Hallelujah. He said, and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue you in my love. If you keep my commandment, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. God bless you.